Good afternoon. A beautiful late March day in progress across interior New York and New England with a good amount of sunshine, although high clouds are starting to stream in, and that's filtering a little bit of the sunshine out. Still, we should have no problem reaching the upper 40s to around 50 for afternoon highs. Thickening clouds tonight as the storm system evolves from the Mississippi and into the Ohio Valley. We'll have some wet snow breaking out after midnight in parts of the Catskills and Mohawk Valley, and that wet snow will overspread the rest of the region late tonight and after sunrise tomorrow. Most everyone will have a coating up to a couple of inches of wet snow on the ground for the morning drive. At this point, milder air will start to flow in, both at the surface and in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, and this will transition the wet snow over to sleet and rain in the valley locations. Meanwhile, across the hills and the mountains, snow will continue to fall well into the day tomorrow. In these locations, snow will continue to add up, and by the end of the day, as much as 6 to 12 inches of snow will fall across the highest terrain. Still a complex scenario setting up as the low pressure center, after it reaches Pittsburgh, will transition to a position south of Long Island. This could bring colder air back into the valley locations after dark tomorrow night, and with precipitation still ongoing, additional accumulation across the region is likely Friday night into early Saturday morning. In the hills and mountains, several more inches of snow could fall, while in the valleys, on top of what we see late tonight, we could have a couple more inches on Friday night and early Saturday morning. Temperatures will be critical, and while we will drop down to 32 tonight, most everyone will be back above freezing and in the middle to upper 30s tomorrow. With the intensity of the precipitation, temperatures from time to time could drop a few degrees, so we'll get an off-and-on transition between snow and rain throughout this event. As we get into the day on Saturday, things will tend to wind down, and it looks like we'll manage to squeeze out a little bit of sunshine by the end of the day, with temperatures pushing back up toward 40. As we get into the day on Sunday, a little bit milder, but still cool for this time of year, with a mix of sun and clouds in the middle 40s. On Monday, we'll stay dry with high pressure and control. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds as temperatures push into the lower 50s, but the next system is on the way for Tuesday. Right now, it looks like it'll be mild enough for just plain rain with highs around 50 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from southern parts of Illinois and Indiana and southwest Ohio, south across the Tennessee Valley to central Mississippi. A very complex weather scenario continues to unfold as overnight thunderstorms and associated cloud cover continues to cast uncertainty with respect to areas of potentially greater destabilization today. Even with some sunshine and minor instability, new storm development should begin this afternoon. Organization of the storms will be augmented by strong lower and mid-level flow, and though turning with height will remain limited in most areas, speed shear suggests both rotating storms and small-scale bowing segments will evolve with time. Along with potential for hail, damaging winds are expected, and a few tornadoes will also be possible. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, mid-50s, Boston, sunny, near 50, and in Buffalo, cloudy with rain moving in and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 86, set in 1986, and the record low, 7, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:19 p.m., 12 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with increasing high clouds later today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Thickening clouds tonight with snow moving in towards sunrise and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny with increasing high clouds later today and highs in the lower 50s. Thickening clouds tonight with rain moving in after midnight and lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny with increasing high clouds later today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. thickening clouds tonight with snow moving in towards sunrise and lows near 30. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny with increasing high clouds later today and highs around 50. Thickening clouds tonight with snow moving in towards sunrise, possibly mixing with some rain and lows near 32. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny with increasing high clouds later today and highs around 50. Thickening clouds tonight with snow moving in towards sunrise and lows near 32. Region-wide for tomorrow, wet snow in the hills and mountains, snow, sleet, and rain in the valleys, temperatures in the middle to upper 30s for highs, more snow or a rain-snow mix Saturday night, changing to snow showers by Saturday morning, some late-day sun on Saturday afternoon around 40, a mix of sun and clouds mid-40s Sunday, increasing clouds Monday lower 50s, and a chance of rain on Tuesday around 50, back into the mid-50s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.